B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on Thursday, April 16th. Felger here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Maz Murray on location. You guys dialed in. You there, Murray? Maz, how you guys doing?
Oh, upbeat and chipper.
Okay.
I mean, if you want the truth, I'm getting close to snapping.
Oh,
but
really?
Anyway, let's go.
Well, go ahead. You want to get it out?
No, most people have reached their limit on this thing already. I reached it a long time ago. I'm not wired like you. You know, you're a bit of a robot, frankly, and I don't say that as a criticism. I say that as a fact. But, you know, I covered baseball for a living. I went weeks without a day off and doing the same thing over and over again, and eventually I had a breaking point, and now I'm getting there.
Okay. So
I'm not taking it out on you. I'm conditioned to handle this thing is what I'm telling you.
I understand.
I'm conditioned for it. But I'm getting there.
Okay, well, maybe a little birthday celebration would cheer you up, Maz.
Great.
Maybe a little something. Murray, how's your tone? Ready?
Yeah, sure.
Happy birthday to you,
Bill.
Happy birthday to you,
Bill.
That's right. It's Bill Belichick's birthday. I was so excited when I heard that. I did not know this till you reminded me of this morning. Bill Belichick's 68th birthday. This is going to be a common theme throughout the entire show today because I think it opens up a big conversation. Starting with, do you think Bill Belichick is still in his prime? Do you think Bill Belichick is still in his prime as a head coach and leader of a football operation? Maz, I'll start with you.
No, I don't. And when I say he's not in his prime, let me make that clear. That doesn't mean that he can't do the job anymore. But when you look at everything that has happened, and because to me, the prime of Bill Belichick's career is when he had Tom Brady at his prime. Everything was lined up. The Patriots were at their peak. That's what I would define as it. Now he's got a major hole at quarterback. It's going to be different. And he's 68 years old. So by definition, to me, no, he's not in his prime. No.
Murray?
No, ultimately no, because if he was in his prime, that would also mean that he's, you know, nearly flawless, and he's not. Because, look, on the one hand, the positives, he's done really impressive things in the last 5-6 seasons, the game plan against the Rams in that Super Bowl, coaching up guys who were busts like Van Noy and John Simon. But on the other, he's shown himself to be real petty, and kind of a cantankerous grump in these same amount of years, and especially the last few, and he only wants it one way, and that's his way. And that's, you know, look at the Butler decision in that Super Bowl loss to the Eagles, for how he dealt with Brady these last few years, especially this offseason, straight up admitting in the last few years he's unwilling to budge by saying, I want to coach guys I want to be around, and that's it. I'm not going to coach anybody else. That kind of stubbornness, I think, has bit him in the ass more often than not, and I think it's fair to question whether or not that kind of attitude is going to be his undoing in the next few years.
Bill is telling you, I've not only hit the turn, I'm on the last couple of holes of this golf course.
That's right, Cole.
Is he? Is he? Okay, Boston, that's the question today. Is Bill Belichick past his prime? Should Robert Kraft, let me ask you this. If a couple of years ago Bill Belichick looks at Tom Brady and says, well, we all know his age and contract situation, and you'd rather be early than late. If Bill Belichick does that to Tom Brady, and he's been doing that to Tom Brady for years, should Robert Kraft be looking at Bill Belichick and saying, you're the highest paid guy in sports by far. We all know your age and your contract situation. Should Robert Kraft start looking at Bill Belichick as Bill Belichick was looking at Tom Brady these last several years? And I say that because after doing some research today, I don't think people fully appreciate how old Belichick is relative to successful coaches and when coaches have their success and how many coaches have a lack of success at his age. I don't think, and I'm going to give you the research and the details here coming up, but I don't know if people fully appreciate how old Belichick really is as it relates to elite coaching in all sports. Should Robert Kraft have Bill Belichick on the clock coming out of his prime?
Yeah. So, well, go ahead, Murray. Go.
Well, I think he should be looking at it as, well, let's now see how it looks without Tom Brady. I think he should, you know, that's how he should be looking at this thing. And if it's going to be, you know, sub 500 seasons for this one, I think you kind of get a pass with this coming year because it feels like a reset. But after two, if it's sub 500, then okay, it might be time to make a change.
But is that because of, I want to see you without Brady, or is that because you're 68 and coaches don't win at 68?
I think that should be included as well, because that's old.
I don't think people, Maz, realize how old it is.
Well, so look, here's what I would equate it to. I think that Kraft needs to start getting ready. I would equate this to Belichick taking Garoppolo in the draft. That's what I put him sort of at the same timeline, and I'm making a rough analogy there between a coach and a player. But to me, when Garoppolo got drafted, Brady got a little goose and he got better there for a short period of time and then eventually extended it a little. And I think Bill is, you know, obviously it's not a perfect analogy because with coaches, you don't have to factor in a physical decline. Not really anyway. And so I think that now we're entering a stage here where Bill doesn't have Brady. I think he's going to be motivated at the beginning, but any adversity that he encounters in the, you know, let's say a couple of years down the road, I think will really start to put a spotlight on how much time he has left. So I think we're entering that final phase.
I don't think people appreciate how old he is. Felger and Maz show trivia. I purposely left this out of the show notes so you wouldn't have the answers. I'm just curious if you know this off the top of your head. Who's the oldest coach to ever win a Super Bowl?
I'm going to guess
Pete Carroll.
How about Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick is the oldest coach to win a Super Bowl when he won it at age 66 over the Rams a couple of years ago. Beating out, who was the previous oldest coach to win a Super Bowl?
Now I'll go with, you know what? I'll say Bill Belichick.
Tom Coughlin, 65, when he beat you the second time.
Okay.
So if Belichick wins a Super Bowl, he'll be the oldest to do it. He's already the oldest to do it. No one has won a championship at his age. Who is the oldest coach to win any championship in any major sport?
Oof.
Maz should know it.
Okay. Bob Lemon?
Nope. You're on the right track.
So it must be like Connie Mack or
Casey Stengel.
The old grump that used to be with Pittsburgh that ripped butts all the time.
Jim Leland, good guess. No. Do you remember Jack McKeon of the Florida Marlins?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yes, 2003.
That guy was older than Rope. He was he was 72 years old. Okay?
Correct.
He's the outlier. 72, Jack McKeon. Which, wasn't he almost like an intern, Maz? Wasn't someone fired and then he took over?
Correct. He took over in the middle of the year. Yep, that's right.
Okay, so he's the outlier. After that, the oldest guys to ever win championships. In the NFL, so Bill's the oldest to ever win a Super Bowl at 66. If you want to go back into the NFL titles, the pre-Super Bowl era, George Halas with the Bears won at age 68 in 1963. Okay. Scotty Bowman with Detroit for the NHL. He's the oldest to win a Stanley Cup at age 68 in 2002 with the Red Wings. In the NBA, the oldest coach to ever win a championship is Larry Brown with the Detroit Pistons, age 63. The oldest coach to ever win an NCAA basketball championship, which surprises me. I thought these guys were older than this. I don't even know who this is. Fog Allen? You know who the hell that is? P-H-O-G?
Yeah, I've heard the name. He's at one of the – is he a Kentucky guy?
Kansas. Age 66 in 1952. So the oldest to win an NCAA football championship, Bobby Bowden, Florida State, age 69 in 1999. This is old. The Bill is at the far end, unless you want to include Jack McKeon, old as freaking rope, interim manager for that sniff with the Florida Marlins. Guys don't win championships in their late 60s, late 70s. They don't. And I went back and looked at all these other NFL coaches from Halas and Levy and Brown and Parcells and Lombardi. Bill is past he's past the expiration date historically for coaches in the NFL and all of sports. I don't think people realize that coaches Bill's age don't win. They don't win. They hang on for a couple of years, and then that's that. And that's what 68-year-old coaches do in all the sports if they ever even get there. So 60, I don't think people appreciate how old 68 is.
Oh, it's old. I mean, it's up there again. Now, look, the world's a different place now than it was even when Jack McKeon pulled it off in 2003 with the Marlins. But even so, I think – see, I don't think the issue necessarily is physical. I think that what happens is you have greater difficulty in relating to the players. I think that that's a part of it. Now, Bill's sort of a unique cat in that area, but the generation gap just becomes huge. And, Mike, let's not forget the comment that who made it? Was it Urban Meyer, who said that Bill doesn't want to coach players that he doesn't like anymore? Mm-hmm. I think that is something that typically you say when you get older and you get less tolerant of the stupidity that comes with young people inherently.
Is Bill Belichick aging out? Is that a concern that the Patriots have to look at? Should Kraft be looking at him with the same scrutiny that Bill looked at Tom Brady? Because you could point to slippage if you want with Bill Belichick. Let me answer my own question. Do I feel he's past his prime? As a coach, no. As a coach, in fact, relative to himself, he may have slipped a little bit off his prime, but relative to the league, I think the gap between him and 2, 3, 4, 5 on the list has never been bigger. So I think as a coach, again, on the curve, he's in his prime. Coaching, I'm not worried about. Coaching, I have full confidence in. Is it the GM work that's slipping? Is it the GM? Is it the picking the groceries part that's going to do in Bill the coach? And he's going to age out Bill the coach because the GM's not giving him a good enough roster and good enough players? I think that's a concern. Can Bill evaluate talent like he used to? He's on a pretty good cold streak. And so you ask yourself, is that just a cold streak? Is that just ups and downs and he's about to, you know, turn it back around? Or is he aging out as a talent evaluator? Is the game passing him by in that regard? I still think as a coach, as a looking at the clock, looking at the flow of the game, he's outstanding. He's outstanding, and he's so much better than most everyone else in the league. And not that he's perfect. You know, he messes up too. Like that, I'm not telling you that he's perfect. I'm just telling you, I still think you have a coach in his prime relative to the rest of the league, and that may be because coaching across the league has gotten so bad and gone so far downhill, which I think is a real factor. And we've talked about this a lot. I think you still have a coach in his prime. As a GM, I don't know. Hopefully it's just a cold streak. He's got to start hitting again, or else he's going to do in Belichick the coach, and he is going to age out. So this is the topic. Should Kraft be looking at Bill's age like Bill was looking at Brady's age? 617-779-0985. To you right after this.
What does Belichick do next? He's going to retire.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app. It's Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mass.
I have a hard time picturing not coaching football at this point, you know, not... I mean, I won't be like Marla Levy and coaching when I'm in my 70s. You don't have to worry about that. But fortunately, that's a few years off. You know, I mean, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I don't think that's going to last forever. and Pete's working.
Boy, I knew we were going to play that. That's being held against Bill ever since he said it. That was the Football Life, the NFL Network special, 2009. So in 2009, he was 57, whatever that, however old he was, in his late 50s. When he says that, I don't want to be Marv Levy coaching into my 70s. And here he is turning 68, and there's no end in sight. Are you going to worry about Bill hanging on? Are you worried about Bill hanging on like some of these other guys hung on? Are you going to worry about that? Because now that they traded Brady, they're pot committed to Bill, right? Aren't they? Kids on the staff, trade away the franchise quarterback. I'm sure his contract is, you know, ironclad, all of that. I mean, you're pot committed on Bill Belichick. Is there any concern that he's, you know, aging out of his prime or aging out of his effectiveness or being one of these guys? Would you be concerned about that, Maz?
So I would start to pay attention if I were Kraft. That's how I would categorize it. I'm not concerned yet, but I think it's time to start watching more closely. That's how I would put it. Again, I sort of draw a comparison there to when Bill looked at Brady and said, well, you know what, I gotta start prepping here a little bit. I would do something similar now with Bill. And look, I feel like you do. I still think Bill is way ahead of the field. But I was thinking about this today when we started talking about it. If you were to say to me, what were Bill Belichick's peak years? What were the years where I thought Bill Belichick was at his absolute best? And I'm comparing him to himself now. I would put him, I would say that five-year period from 2010 to 2014, and they only won one Super Bowl. They won in 2014 with Revis on the roster. I thought those teams were relatively short on talent, and he got a lot out of them. That 2010 team, I know they lost to the Jets. They went 14-2. That 2011 team made it to the Super Bowl. They had no right. And so, those were some of his best years as a coach and being able to get stuff out of his players. But, I don't think he's at his peak right now. I don't.
I'm with Maz on that. That's the era that I look at as, you know, the gold standard for Belichick, especially 2011. That team had no business making the Super Bowl that year, especially with that wretched defense. And then in 2014 in that Super Bowl and putting Pete Carroll into a pretzel, at the end of that game. And some of the drafting that he did, like he hasn't been able to draft like that, especially in the last 3 years. That to me is the era that I look at as that's where he was at his best.
Okay, so I'm separating the two. And if I put it together, he's off his peak because of the GM work. I think the coaching stuff, I think he's capable of those kind of seasons right now, Maz. You know, he pulled a rabbit out of the hat, you think, in 2010, 11, 12, you know, those years. I wouldn't be surprised one bit if we have that kind of season this year. One bit. I think he's capable of it. And I think the gap between him and the other coaches is so great that we could see that on the field. But if he doesn't start drafting better and start giving himself a better roster, he's going to be in trouble because no one can coach the way out of, you know, five straight years of bad drafting or whatever. You can get away with a couple. But that's how I draw the line with Bill Belichick. And again, just to be fair to him, because again, we use that 2009 sound against him, you know, ad infinitum. And you knew it would happen too. As soon as he got close to 70, we'd start blowing him with the sound from Football Life. Oh, you say you don't want to be Marv Levy. How does it feel to be Marv Levy? He has amended it. You know, last year on EEI, he said, you know, when I said that, maybe I didn't know what 70 felt like. Belichick said. So I'm not really sure if that's an accurate statement today or not. So certainly he feels differently about it, probably as we all do. You know, like you get to that age and you get defensive about it. Well, I know I don't feel 70. I don't feel 68. Hey, I've never felt better. I've still got my fastball. I mean, that's how everyone sort of feels when they get to that age. He's amended it. But this is where we're at with him, Maz. You had another thought before I go to the phone?
Well, so look, it's not his game management per se that I worry about. I just look at some of the stuff in recent years. And again, there was a deterioration a little bit with his relationship with Brady. There was the Malcolm Butler thing in the Super Bowl. Danny Amendola sniping on his way out the door. That speaks to me of, now look, maybe these are guys who won too much, were around Bill too much, were starting to prioritize different things. I don't put it all on Bill. But that comment about, you know, Bill wants to coach guys at this stage that he likes, that to me suggests something a little different. I think you get into a dangerous area when you start thinking that way because you're not focused on the best players and what's best for your team anymore.
Okay, some of your thoughts. Corey in Fall River, lead us off today. Hi, Corey.
My question was regarding coaching, and you guys were kind of grouping everyone together. And I know in the past you've said anyone can manage baseball. So I was wondering if you put any stock into Belichick doing it in the sport of football. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Meaning, is it harder to be an old coach in football versus other sports? I don't see it. I mean, as I look at it, I think there have been old goats that have survived in every sport. And sort of, I mean, Joe Torre hung on forever. There's hockey coaches, again, Scotty Bowman, who hung on forever. There's basketball coaches. I mean, who's the oldest freaking, you know, like, oh, I hate him, too. I can't stand his style. In Houston, what's his freaking name? How come I'm blanking on
him? Oh, D'Antonio.
Mike D'Antoni's been around. He's like old as, it feels like he's old D'Antoni. As dirt. D'Antoni, Mike D'Antoni. You know, I mean, I don't know. Phil Jackson was still hanging on. I don't know. I think these guys hang on in all sports. I think the coaches, frankly, are like the players, even the greats of the greats. And that is, they don't leave until they're told to leave. And they hang on and hang on and hang on until no one wants them. And I think that's the way for players. I think that's the way for Brady. I think that's the way for 90% of the players and 90% of the coaches, even the greats of the greats. They hang on until they're not relevant anymore.
Well, and look, I think, you know, we all know football, coaching football is a lot harder than everything else because there's so much more to oversee. I mean, I think basketball is a virtual joke, frankly, and so is baseball. I don't think there's a ton there for those guys to do. Hockey probably gets a little more complicated, and those guys have short shelf lives. So I do think relative to other sports, it's a harder job. And again, I'd still take Bill over anybody in the league. The question is he what he used to be?
So here are the oldest head coaches in NFL history. The oldest was George Halas. George Halas coached till he was 72 years old in 1967. This old goat, you know, Murray, he was the head coach of the Decatur Staleys at 25, which became the Chicago Staleys, which became the Chicago Bears. He was this old fart was the head coach before they even became the Bears.
That's even before. We got a seal here, we got a seal there. Like, I don't even know if there was anyone outside of a radio broadcast for those type of games.
1920 to 1967. Does he predate the forward pass?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
He predates the plastic helmet.
George Halas. But his last 4 years went 5-9, 9-5, 5-7-2, and then 7-6-1. In 1967, his last year as the Bears head coach, Marv Levy, who Bill Belichick said he would never become, coached until 72. He was 72 when they finally had enough in 1997. Tom Coughlin coached till he was 69 years old. 2015 was his final year. How'd you feel about Tom Coughlin at the end? Had he lost his fastball?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. And again, I would say mostly I think it was relating to his ability to connect to players. That started to wane a while back, and he held on to it for a little while. And then I just think that he didn't have the energy to do the job anymore.
So Halas lost his fastball. Levy lost his fastball. Coughlin, the last 3-4 years, lost his fastball. Do you know who's actually even older than Bill Belichick right now?
Carroll.
Pete.
That's amazing. Pete's one of these. This is an off-air show. This is a Felger and Maz off-air show presented by East Ticket. But health and fitness-wise, Pete's a model. Pete keeps himself in great shape. He's a great, you know, just compare him at 68 to Parcells at 68 or Bill boobs out at 68. Pete's still got it going on.
Well, he's like Scarnecchia. I mean, to me, have similar body types for crying out loud.
Yeah, but Scar is the ultimate. But Pete's sort of right there. I mean, good job, Pete. You know, he's still doable at 68.
He still surfs.
Yeah, like he's still playable, I think. I don't know. If I were a woman, I'd look at Pete and go, you still got something going on there.
He's, I do Pete.
Yeah, I do him. So if Pete goes to the Super Bowl or wins a Super Bowl, he'd be the oldest Super Bowl winning coach in history. Do you know who's just behind Bill in age? Just behind, 67 years old. Last year, he'll turn 68 this year. He'll turn 68 during next season.
It's not Andy Reid, is it?
Bruce Arians.
Oh, okay, right. That makes sense.
Bruce Arians. So he'd be the old, if Tom Brady takes the Bucks to the Super Bowl and they win it, he'll be the oldest Super Bowl winning coach ever. Paul Brown. Paul Brown hung on way too long. Paul Brown won his last championship, NFL championship, at the age of 47 in 1955. This guy hung on 7 more years in Cleveland and then started the whole thing in Cincinnati, where he coached another 7 years, never won again. And in Cincinnati from 1968 to 1975, 3-11, 4-9-1, 8-6, 4-10, 8-6. He did go 10-4 and 11-3 in 2 of his last 3 years, but he hung on forever, never did anything. Parcells was 65 his last year in Dallas, so Bill has already outlived Parcells by 3 years. Did Parcells lose his fastball at the end?
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Last 4 years in Dallas. Took over when he was 62 in Dallas. Lasted there 4 seasons through the age of 65. 10-6, 6-10, 9-7, 9-7. Was he Bill Parcells at the end?
No.
Don Shula. His last year, he was 65. He called it quits at 65, so Bill has outlived Shula, who, again, was old as rope when he was done. 65, Bill's 3 years older than Don Shula. 95 was his last year. You want to hear Shula's last 7 years?
Yeah, brutal. He was bad at the end.
He was?
I thought so.
8-8, 12-4, 8-8, 11-5, 9-7, 10-6, 9-7.
Really?
I was surprised to see that too, Maz.
So maybe in my mind, 9-7 for him was bad.
Okay, so this is a good comp. Like, again, 1, 2, 3, 4. His last seven, he didn't have a losing season in his last 7 years as a coach. Now, he had Marino, and that was a really good team. But starting, I think it was, starting in 1989 through the 1995 season, 8-8, 12-4, 8-8, 11-5, 9-7, 10-6, 9-7. He was a winning coach his last 7 years. And we look back at Shula and say, you were done, pal. You were toast. You were all washed up.
Okay, what was his first year again, you said, of those last seven, 84?
89.
Okay, all right. So Marino, he's still... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just held him to a different standard then, and when they weren't a championship threat anymore, I wrote him off.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, you know, they went to the Super Bowl in 84. That's when they lost to the Niners.
Right.
Then they gagged in 85 against you. Like, that's one, if I were Shula, I'd look back and be pissed at. That 85 season, you were the only team to beat the Bears. You were right there to have the rematch in the Super Bowl. You're home in the Orange Bowl against an old Patriots team that had just gone on a cute little run, and you gag it at home to that Patriots team in 85, and they never got back. And they never
got. Their defense sucked that year, though.
And so we sort of look at that as like the end of Shula, but he was a winning coach his last 7 years. And we look back at him and go, old as rope. If Bill Belichick had those records for seven more years, over the next 7 years, if Bill went 8-8, 12-4, 8-8, 11-5, 9-7, 10-6, 9-7, would you take it?
Yeah, that's a win.
Yes, absolutely.
And we look back at Shula and say he was toast. So this is what we're doing. Belichick turned 68 today. All those ramifications. Maz has a thought. We'll get right to it after Murray's update.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
I wouldn't pay him.
A 98.5 to Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz. Maz, you had a thought there right before we went to the headlines?
Yeah, so you had asked a question reading off Don Shula's final 7 years. Okay, again, the final 7 years of Don Shula, 8-8, 12-4, 8-8, 11-5, 9-7, 10-6, 9-7. And you said, would we take that if Bill Belichick accomplishes something similar in his final years? That type of run. And we all said yes. My question is, I don't know if Bill would. And so the 9-7s, 8-8s, don't get me wrong, he's making a ton of money, and I know he wants to catch Shula, and I think that really is probably the number one thing on his radar right now. But let's say he passes Shula, and then he's a 9-7, 8-8 coach. I wonder if that's good enough for him. I think he's too much of a perfectionist to stick around if he's mediocre.
So I think the lesson there with Shula is you got to win one. You know, you're better off throwing a 4-12 in there, you know. But if you come home with the Super Bowl, you've won after Brady, you've won at the oldest age, and it's like, so just you know, racking up winning records there, I don't think does it for you historically, legacy-wise, because we look at Shula at the end and say he hung on too long, he lost his fastball, he wasn't the same guy at the end, but he kept winning, and we don't even remember it, we don't even register it. So if Bill wins, racks up the regular season wins, but doesn't do anything in the playoffs, doesn't win a Super Bowl, his legacy takes a hit. You got to win one.
Absolutely. Just quickly, I was looking at it because it is amazing. I mean, as much as we dump on Shula, and by the way, the more I think about it, Old Bill wants to knock him off the top. He totally does. He hates Shula. He can't stand Shula. That's got to be like the number one thing for him now, aside from winning championships. He hates Shula. But looking at Shula's recovery, all the Belichick stuff and everything, all he wants to take that thing and shove it so far down Shula's throat, it's not even funny. That has got to be like priority number one for him, again, along with winning Super Bowls. Don't get me wrong. But do you realize Don Shula coached 33 years? 33. You know how many losing seasons he had?
Less than five.
I think it's two. Two losing seasons in 33 years. It's amazing what he was able to do over that length of time.
Okay, so I think the issue with Bill, though, where I would start to worry is the GM work. I still think, and maybe I'll be proven wrong, we'll see, I still think he has it as the coach. I still think he's in his prime as a coach. I don't think he's lost much as a coach. I don't. And I especially don't think he's lost much as a coach, especially when you compare it to the field. When you compare it to the field, there's such a paucity, there's such a lack of elite coaching out there. If the second best coach in all of football is Andy Reid or Pete Carroll, I think you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, we can really poke holes in both of those guys big time. So I think the gap in coaching is as big as it's ever been, if not bigger. I'm not worried about that part of it. I think Bill's going to coach his tail off and coach the team up. And we'll get to the over-under and win totals here. You know, if they're going to hit the over, it's going to be because of coaching. But the GM work, this is where I would, you know, you got to lose it somewhere. And is he losing it here? Do you understand? Do you know that the Patriots are the only team in football, other than one other, not to have drafted a single Pro Bowler in the last six drafts? It has been six drafts since they drafted a Pro Bowler. And that was Jamie Collins. You know the only other team not to have drafted a Pro Bowler in that time?
I'm going to guess they play in Ohio.
Yeah, I only know because you put it in the email.
The Bengals.
And I knew, Mike.
It was either them or the Browns, one or the other.
I've been railing on this guy's drafts here, especially these last three seasons. So I knew it was bad. I didn't think it was that bad. Like, that's brutal. It's you and the Bengals have put one Pro Bowler in what, the last six seasons?
Well,
is that what it is you said?
Seven, if you go back there. They haven't drafted one in 6 years.
Ugh.
They haven't drafted one in 6 years. There's only one other team that can say that, and that's the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's a massive failure.
So that is brutal. And, I mean, again, when you look at just their first two players off the board in every draft going back, N'Keal Harry, Juwan Williams, Isaiah Wynn, Sony Michel, Derek Rivers, Antonio Garcia, Cyrus Jones, Joe Tooney. He didn't make a Pro Bowl? Huh. Malcolm Brown, Jordan Richards, Dominic Easley, Jimmy Garoppolo. And so you could even say the good players they've drafted aren't here. You know, Trey Flowers. The good players they drafted aren't even here. So it's like you're not even reaping the benefits of some of the good players that they have drafted. And that, I wonder if that's going to catch up to them. And the free agency work hasn't been a heck of a lot better. It really hasn't. And I don't care how good Bill is as a coach. I don't care how much he still has it over the league. If he doesn't give himself any players, he's going to run into trouble. But as we get to this age with him and we look at other coaches, is there any concern that he's going to just hang on, that he'll be allowed to hang on? You know, if he's not winning at a high level and it looks like he's not winning at a high level and he wants that record, is he just going to hang on to catch Shula? Is he just going to hang on to go up that list? And will the Crafts let him just hang on to go up that list? Is he going to be one of those guys like Marv Levy, who he dumped on, you know, 10 years ago? We'll pick that up with your calls right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Maz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Maz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Even though you are 91, you are going to stay retired, right? You're not going to go back on the sidelines and coach the Bills?
If they offered, I might do it. It was one of those things where after 47 years of coaching, I really needed to get that deep breath to step aside. But after a couple years passed, I very much would have liked to have gone back, but too many of the owners felt, oh, heck, it's time for, quote, new and improved or maybe this guy's too old type of thing.
All I just play that? That was Marv Levy just a couple years ago when the Bills fired Rex Ryan. He was still saying he'd come back then at 91. You old freaking goat. Talk about not being able to let it go. The guy could not let it go. 91. He's like, ah, the owners, you know, I was ready to do it. The owners, hold on, let me put my teeth in. The owners, you know, they had new ideas. You know, you're all bitter about it, like he's getting, like, there's some sort of age discrimination there.
Forgetting his trademark line if he did get back out there. Where else would you rather be than, how's that go? Right? I forget it. Never mind.
So Bill,
he's probably a baseball fan now, I bet.
Oh, definitely. P1. Bill said he'd never be that guy. Bill said he'd never be that guy. That guy at 91 was still saying, yeah, I'll do it. But these owners, they don't get it. They want these young whippersnappers. I listened to that. Marv Levy. Good Lord.
Even looking at his last couple of years, though, I guess because that, much like Maz was with Shula, I remembered him being kind of a disaster at the end, but
nope.
He wasn't. He was 68 when he made that last Super Bowl with Buffalo. Then he was 10-6, two straight years at 70 and 71, and then he went 6-10 in his last season in 97.
No, he sort of, they were still sniffing around. He was sniffing it. And I think that, I think Bill Belichick is the oldest coach to win a Super Bowl, but I believe Marv Levy is the oldest coach to make a Super Bowl. At 68. So Bill's Super Bowl win at 66 makes him the oldest Super Bowl winning coach. Marv Levy was 68 when he went the last time, which is the oldest coach to make the Super Bowl. So if Bill just makes the Super Bowl this year, he'll tie for the oldest coach ever. Coaches don't win at this age.
They don't.
They don't win at this age. So
I'll tell you, and the more we talk about it, Mike, the more I'm convinced. And I know Paul Perillo brought this up during the season. So, you know, kudos to him because I think he's on to something. Belichick. Oh, he hates Shula. He does it. There's no doubt in my mind that if he's got to hold on, it's going to be to get that record. He wants that record.
So just because I listened to it, say, Marv, at 91, you old goat, how do you do it? How do you do it, Marv? How do you stay in shape at 91?
Well, stay active. I follow a generally healthy lifestyle. I still exercise. I'm out for 1 hour, either a brisk walk, drinking a little bit of trotting. I lift weights 3 days a week. I ate a pretty good diet, I think. I'm fortunate to have a fantastic wife, daughter, grandchildren, family around me, and some great friends. All of those things contribute. Plus, probably a pretty good, I've been lucky to still be this active.
He'll prattle on and talk your face. He lifts weights, Murray. What do you think he's lifting there?
Oh, the 2.5 pounders, and he's doing his mall walk like the rest of the olds.
And he still wanted
2.5 pounds, Murray. Who are you kidding? He's lifting a glass. Is what he's lifting, a cup of coffee or something.
And I've got my Jack LaLanne juicer. I walk the mall. I see my grandkids. They keep me young.
And he still wanted to coach the old goat. And Bill said he'd never be that guy, and here he is. Dana in Warwick, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So, two things real quick. One, do you think that Kraft and Brady had a conversation that night at the house about maybe getting rid of Bill and letting Tom finish here? And then also, how many wins away from Shula is Bill Belichick? I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Yeah, thanks. So I forget the exact number, but it's between 4 and 5 seasons worth, providing he wins 9-10 games. He's got to have a winning record. If he throws a 4-12 in there, he's got to go like 6 years, 5-6 years. I mean, we should look it up, but it's...
I'll look it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's somewhere in that range. If he can average 9-10 wins, I think he catches him early in his fifth season. If he throws some clunkers in there, he's got to go 6 years, but it's somewhere in there. So Bill has to coach. Bill has to coach to 72, I think, if he wants to catch Don Shula, which he absolutely does. And what if he just hangs on and has sort of an end to his career, which is sort of, let's just say, Marv Levy-ish, Bill Parcells-ish, Don Shula-ish, where it's 9 wins, 10 wins, but you don't really win deep playoff games. You don't go to the Super Bowl, but you're racking up those regular season wins and moving up the list. Is that good enough for the Krafts? And back to his first thing, do you think Brady came over and he and Kraft talked about, well, Tom, I'll keep you and ditch him? I don't think that conversation happened then at the house on Tuesday before free agency this year. But that's something Kraft has had to decide over the last couple of years, and he made up his mind. He went with Bill over Brady. Like, that's, he's absolutely weighed those options because that's what it came down to.
Well, and he chose the right one too. I mean, to me that's an easy one. Obviously there's no age factor, not really, or less of one when it comes to coaches. To answer your question about total wins,
yep.
Regular season, I know we're not going by that. It's 328 to 273, so that's 55 wins difference. If you throw in postseason, where Bill obviously has an edge, it's 347 to 304. That's 43 wins to tie. Bill could do that in 4 years.
Okay, well, he can do it in 4 years, but he's got to go 10. He's got to at least go 10 wins every year and 11 in a couple of them.
Right. But I mean, that for him, I don't think that that's unreasonable. I think that he could do that again. And then you'd add games in the postseason.
Oh, hold on. Okay, so fine. But listen, if he doesn't have a quarterback that can play and he doesn't improve his drafting, he's not winning 10, 11 games a year for the next 4 years. What are you, nuts? He's got to draft better. He's got to give himself some better players.
Well, no question. I mean, according to you, they're winning the division this year.
Yes,
right?
They are at 9-7.
Okay, so that's a convenient loophole for you to find.
Weasel.
So look, I do think that, again, in all likelihood, if he has one rebuilding year in there, and this being it, then it's 5 years. But if they were to go 10-6 and make the playoffs and he steals a win, he's on pace to do it in four.
Okay, 5 years. So he's coaching through the age of 73, which is older than Jack McKeon, who was literally... He crawled out of the grave. The tales from the crypt, that manager. He was 72 years old when he won with the Marlins. George Halas, who also was a head coach of the Decatur Staleys, who became the Chicago Bears, predating, I think, the T formation. George Halas was, he's going to be older than George Halas. So he's got to hang on. I don't know if people, because he is a relatively young 68. Like, I think that, if not physically, then I think certainly mentally and that sort of thing. We don't think of him as being this old, but that is old. Coaches, managers do not win at that age. For him to catch Shula, realistically, you're probably looking at 5 years, I think. It's going to be either at the very end of the fourth, it's going to be close, but they've got to win 10 games a year. And I'm not even sure if he's capable of that or that roster's capable of that the next four or five. If he goes 5 years, that's the age of 73. You know how old that is?
Yeah, I have to deal with my dad, and he's not even close. Well, he's getting a few more closes to that. He's like 71 right now. I think I got that right. But, that's old.
How about Jake in Boston? Go ahead, Jake.
Gentlemen, I've been waiting for you to hammer Belichick a little bit here because you let him off the hook during Brady Watch. When you talk about the draft and the fact he hasn't drafted a Pro Bowler in 6 years, it kind of lines up to when his personal relationships kind of took more of a priority in his life. And, between that and his kids, I haven't heard a lot about the brain drain in Foxborough lately. Here are the facts. Bill's best coaching days were when his mind was entirely on football. And do you know why the McCourty twins were given massive extensions? Even being the defensive specialty or secondary coach has something to do with that?
Okay, I can't take more than 30 seconds from you, Jake.
I'm with you. He's brutal.
Oh, God.
He is. That guy made me pull my hair up when I didn't have any.
He won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So, let's not go off and say, he's, fallen way off his prime. He won the Super Bowl 2 years ago and went 12-4 the next year. So,
and given what that Rams team had done all year, and obviously I was no believer in Jared Goff, but that was a hell of a game plan.
He's still in his coaching prime, I think. The personnel, we got to see. Is this drafting slump a cold streak, or is this what it is because he's lost his fastball, evaluating players? It's possible. And even the free agency stuff hasn't been great. So, that's something I would keep an eye on. As a coach, I still think he's going to get the most out of this team. He's going to get them. If they're going to hit the Vegas over on the over-under, it's going to be because of him. Ah, which leads us to Caesars has come up with a new over-under for the Patriots. 8.5. 8.5. When's the last time they had a number like that? What are you betting? We'll pick that up right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials here.